Welcome to the FemiPod. These are conversations about females for everyone to listen to, learn from, and engage with. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Esther Kewen, and myself, Lydia O'Donnell. To the Femi Pod for episode 106. I am here as always with my bestie Est, and I know we've been a little bit slack with the podcast lately, so we're excited to be back, get you up to speed with what we've been up to, and deep dive into our journey towards the Rotorua Marathon. But before we do so, Est, how are you? What has been happening?
I'm good, thanks, Liz. Yeah, I've just been same old. I feel like when people ask me now, my answer is normally like running, eating, working, sleeping, because there's nothing like major going on apart from just like the usual. But I've got a few exciting things planned. A trip over to Noosa in May the 25th, and I'm desperately trying to get a Noosa half marathon ticket, so anyone listening, hit me up if you've got one spare. But yeah, heading over there, and then I'm going to head to Bali for like a little bit after. So I'm like really looking forward to that. And then the other exciting thing travel wise is my partner won a trip to Hawaii with work. So I get to go with him in like November this year. So I feel like a lot of the travel that I've done in the past has been like running specific or for work. So to actually have like a couple of holidays, or, you know, I might be working while I'm there, which is fine, but working holidays slash a few days off potentially is like really exciting for me. So yeah, there's a couple of things I'm looking forward to. And then apart from that, we had a nice break over Easter, which I know, Liz, you got to travel around a bit, and I'm sure we'll hear about that soon. But I was kind of the opposite. I had a staycation, so I just stayed home. My partner had just had knee surgery, so lots of like rest and had a few naps during the day and stuff. And it was just like very restorative time. Those 5 days was really, really nice. So I enjoyed that. And yeah, that's kind of a bit about me. Apart from that, just working. Femi's going hard. Femi's hustling, and it's really exciting at the moment. How about you, Liz? What you been up to? How was your travels down south?
So good. Yeah, it's been a real busy time. I feel like the last time we actually spoke to you all was like a month ago. We've done some pretty special episodes since then, particularly around one with Catherine Switzer, who was on the last episode with us. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen, because it was incredibly special and plenty of tears were shed, happy tears, but a lot of inspiration too coming from Catherine. But yeah, it's been a wee while. So last month or so, what have we been up to? A lot of travel, continuous travel, being on a plane every week. So it's still been quite challenging to just like get some momentum and training and consistency going, but I can't complain. Like, it's been a heap of fun, particularly the last couple of weeks. With Easter, we took like the long weekend and had like 4, 5 or 6 days, I think it was, off work, which was, yeah, quite out of the ordinary for us. So it was so nice to just like close the laptop for those days, and I got to spend time with my husband, and we got to just like travel around New Zealand. We had a van from Mad Campers. Shout out to Mad Campers. They are owned by one of my good friends, but they're also so incredible. Their camper vans are like so well set up for traveling around New Zealand. So if you're looking at doing a running traveling holiday like James and I had, although James didn't know he was going on a running holiday, he got sucked into it. But yeah, it was so epic using their camper vans to go from the top of the, well, pretty much like we went from Auckland down to the bottom of the South Island. So pretty amazing to just travel around. Like, we are so blessed in this country. I know we have a lot of Australian listeners, but get over to New Zealand, because it's just such an accessible country to be able to see beautiful beaches to incredible mountains. We saw snow. You know, you kind of get to experience everything in like a really short amount of time and like small geography. So I do think New Zealand is one of the best countries in the world to do a van trip, and you can just cover so much in a short period of time. So if you want tips on best spots to visit around New Zealand, particularly if you want to run, get at me on Instagram. I have actually saved a list on my phone that I'm happy to share. Get in touch with me and I'll send it over.
One question. I've got a question for you. That's what was the like what was the most beautiful place slash like highlight of your 5-day trip?
So this place has been on my bucket list for probably about 10 years, maybe longer, to run Aoraki, which is Mount Cook. There is a run there, which is only 10Ks. I say only, 10Ks is still far, but it's 10K, so like pretty much 5K out, 5K back, and it is, honest to God, the most beautiful run I have ever done in my entire life. Like, surrounded by mountains, crystal clear rivers and lakes, and you've got snow in the background, and it's just like the air is very fresh. It is cold, but like so incredible. I was saying to James while we were running, I talk about Noosa, where we live, and how beautiful the national park is there. And I get to run there every day. So I definitely feel very spoiled. But Aoraki is kind of the opposite to Noosa in that it's cold and you're surrounded by mountains. It's not a beach and you're surrounded by sun, but it's on the same kind of level in terms of like beautiful nature. Yeah, I feel like Noosa National Park and Aoraki, Mount Cook are the two most incredible runs in the world. So yeah, if you can get there, highly, highly suggest to go and do it. It's a relatively flat run. It's like not very hilly at all. You would think it would be because it's in the mountains, but you're running like up the valley and it's super runnable. The tracks get quite busy, so we went quite early and we were just super lucky with the weather. So I would do that again if I could. Hopefully one day I will. Maybe we could take a Femi cohort down there and we can all do it together because it's just like so incredible. But yeah, like that was amazing. It was just so nice to have a break. I went to Wanaka and spent some time with our team down there. Some of our Femi team members live in Wanaka, so to go and hang out with Tegan and Stefan and explore that area was beautiful too. So feel very spoiled, but as you can probably hear in my voice, I'm a bit nasally because I've got a cold, which I have had now for about 5 days, and I just am so over getting sick. Like, I have been getting sick every few months, and it's just pretty frustrating to like continuously get beaten down when like all I need right now is some consistency, particularly in training. I'm just like keep getting thrown to the floor because I keep picking things up or getting the flu. So I've been battling a little bit lately. I have taken a few days off running and just like trying to get some sleep and like, yeah, get rid of this silly little bug. So recovering okay, but it is just one of those things. Frustrating, but it's life. So yeah, I think work, just to touch on that a little bit, because I know we haven't talked to you guys in ages. So just to give you some updates, like if you haven't seen, we've updated the entire app pretty much, which is really exciting. The new home screens just look so beautiful. It's been awesome to see kind of people engaging with it and how excited everyone else is around the new updates because it's just like so much more simple and easy to use, and also is just beautiful. And we really pride things that are aesthetically pleasing. And so if you haven't tried the app, go ahead and download it. And if you are on the old version, update. And then if you're using the new one, let us know how it's going because we're pretty proud of it, and we hope you're enjoying it as we are as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a massive upgrade. And yeah, all the colors and the way that it's all set out, so much easier to use. Like you said, it's in beautiful. And there's also the share function now, which is so cool. So you can actually like share your runs to Instagram and share a photo of yourself or of the scenery of your run. And so yeah, that piece is really cool because it's nice to see other people like sharing Femi. And it's I don't think people understand, unless you're in a business or you work in technology, how like amazing it is for someone to share the product that you've put so much effort in. So like for people that are sharing, it means so much to us. And it also, like, not saying this to like be desperate or anything, but it really helps us because other people see this product and they're like, what is this? Like, I'm interested in this, or my friend's using this. This looks cool. So it's like it's super beneficial for us, but it's also really nice to see people are using the product, they're liking it, and they're sharing it out to the world. So that's been a really cool update, I reckon.
Yeah, it's so funny you say that. I actually listened to a podcast this morning, and the woman that was being interviewed, was talking about the importance of people sharing and getting behind their small businesses. And because I think when you love a brand and you're obsessed with the brand and you're a huge advocate for the brand, sometimes you don't actually realize like how important you are in that brand as well, and like getting behind it. And so yeah, I think like you said, like we would appreciate all of you getting behind and sharing Femi if you're a fan of Femi in any capacity, like getting behind and sharing both the app and the podcast and giving us like reviews and ratings. Like we love all of it. So appreciate you all for getting behind us.
Definitely, definitely. Shall we go into an update on running and towards Rotorua? Let's Shall we start? I want to hear how you've been going with your marathon training.
Yeah, well, you haven't got me at a great time because
Yeah.
sick, but training to date has been quite good. I have actually been following the Femi marathon program in the app, which I'm like extremely proud of, to be able to use the program and actually follow it, even though I know that I personally wrote the marathon programs, which is kind of funny to think that I'm just following a program that I wrote. But like having that guidance to like check in on every day and to tick off and to know that I'm like on the right path and heading towards the distance that I need to get to, like it just has given me so much confidence. I think over the last few years, although I haven't run a lot of marathons, like I've kind of just raced other distances, but I kind of just make the program up as I go day to day. And like there is beauty in that for me because I do know what to do as a coach of, 10 plus years. But I think being able to just like have it in the app and see it and align my stats and pull them across from Nike Run Club into Femi, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking amazing, to be honest. So I've been able to do that, and training was going pretty well. Like I had got some pretty good consistency in training. There were definitely some weeks that were smaller than others, and that was purely because of travel and work. So there was one week a few weeks ago where I had to go from Brisbane to Auckland to Sydney and back to Auckland in the space of like 4 days. And so I was on a plane every day, and that was pretty tough to be able to get the training in there. But overall, it's been pretty good. My longest run to date has been 38 Ks, and that felt really good. But I did do that in my follicular phase, and I know that that like benefited me, and I know that I'm going to be racing in my luteal phase. So just trying to kind of work my head around that and figure out the best approach for the next month leading into the race around how I can look after myself to get myself in the best position come race day, knowing that I think I'll be around day 21. So yeah, it's good. I've had some pretty good sessions. I did 10 by a K last week on the track, which was awesome. I felt really strong. K reps is definitely my favorite speed session to do. 10 by a K is quite challenging. It's quite a lot of time, to particularly be on a track. But it is nice to just like sit at a consistent pace. And when I'm doing 10 by a K, I'm not racing them, and I'm not running them at like 10K race pace. I'm running them more at like half marathon pace. So it's not extremely tough, but it's hard enough to feel like you're working, if that makes sense. So yeah, it was good. It was a really good like confidence boost. But I think what I have found in the last like 4 or 5 days since I've been sick and not being able to run as much and missing like a really key long run this weekend is hard. And I think I know that like physically it's probably not going to affect me that much, but mentally it has created a block in my consistency, and my consistency is what gives me confidence when it comes to a race day. So losing consistency affects my confidence, and my confidence is one of the most important things to run 42Ks. So yeah, I just have to kind of work through that and see how well I can come back from being sick and then just continue to work towards the race. But we've got 4 weeks, so we've still got a bit of time. And maybe I'm going to go into this marathon as more of a just get through it and see how it goes versus like, let's just like hammer it and race it. But I'm not making those decisions right now. I'm really just going to wait to get closer to the race to see how I pull up and how the training goes. So yeah, it's going well, but honestly, having the program has just been like so helpful to me. And just I also feel like I'm part of something bigger than just my journey, because I'm part of this community. We're all like on this journey together, which is like why we built Femi in the first place. So yeah, it's real epic. But yeah, enough from me. How about you, Est? How's your training all going?
That's so cool. Yeah, I feel like yeah, I'm glad, like, all in all, getting sick now, yeah, it does suck. But I think if you can get a couple good sessions, and like a couple of long runs, and like hopefully that confidence can come back. But yeah, I don't know. Sometimes reducing pressure on yourself is a good thing. So if you end up going into the race with like the expectation of just going out there, and rather than like fucking hammering it, who knows, like maybe it will work in your favor. So
Yeah. I think the thing is, like, if anyone else is in similar positions, because I do get this question quite a bit, like, if you get sick in the build up to a race, like, what can you do or what should you prioritize? And I am very much the mind, if you are training towards a half or a full marathon, prioritize your long runs and get those miles under your belt. If you're training towards a 5 or a 10K, prioritize your speed runs. So for me, it's going to be like focus on getting my long runs done in the next couple of weeks. And if that means removing some of the speed sessions, it's fine. Like get the long runs done, because again, it's just going to give me the confidence about the distance that I'm aiming for. But if I was like you, yes, training to the 10K, or someone who's training for 5, and you want to run a bit faster, get those speed sessions done.
yeah, love that. That's such good advice. Cool. And I also wanted to say as well, like hearing you talk about the marathon training is so cool. And I just wanted to touch on, like, because part of my job at Femi is talking to people about the app and like their experience with the app. And I get the pleasure of talking to people who generally love it because they're the ones that reply to me and want to talk to me. And so I talk to a lot of women that are following the plans pretty consistently and, you know, finding them extremely valuable. And I just wanted to touch on like two chats that I've had recently. One is a woman training, and she's allowed me to talk about this. I've asked her for permission to train towards the Gold Coast Marathon. And I spoke to her this week, and she said that she has done marathons before. And she would train 6 to 7 times a week, smash herself, and she thought that's how you got better. And she said she ran a PB the first time, the second marathon, but she trained really, really hard. She finished it extremely exhausted with niggles, you know, injuries popped up along the way. And now she's downloaded Femi and she's running 4 to 5 times a week. So she's running less. But she's running better than she's ever run. She's running faster than she's ever run. Her speed sessions are better than she's ever been able to complete. And she's also following like the easy run pace from Femi. So we are massive advocates on running easy on your easy runs. I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes people make. And we've talked about it before on the pod, like easy runs, running them too fast. And then you don't really have that much difference between your easy run and like your 10K pace because you're going too hard all the time. Anyway, she's running less than she's ever run. She's running better than she's ever run. She's not injured. She doesn't feel tired, but she's completing all the trainings at a really high level. And I just like hearing that was like everything we ever wanted for me to be, because it's all about like sustainable movement. So like instead of hammering yourself 7 times a week, getting to the marathon kind of exhausted, just getting through it and then wanting to stop and have a huge break because you're so tired. Like, let's get you there healthy, probably faster. Like, that's the thing. Like, you don't always have to run more to run better. Like, quite often, less is more, especially when you're a busy person and you've got a lot on your plate. And anyway, she's smashing it. And I just think that's so cool. And there was another woman that I talked to as well. I won't go into as much detail here, but she's running a half marathon this weekend. She's just run it. And she sent us a message on Friday saying she normally gets to the start lines of half marathons exhausted as well and sort of battling niggles. She said she's never felt so fresh and excited and fit for a half. So yeah, when you were talking about your experience with it, Liz, it just reminded me of like those conversations that I get the pleasure of having with people. And just it's literally free. Like Femi is just such a cool tool. And like you say, Liz, like decision fatigue is a real thing. Like, you make so many decisions every day around work and everything you're doing. Like, having that taken off your mind and the mental load of that reduced by having Femi tell you what to run, I think, that's a huge benefit in itself as well. But sorry, that was a bit of a tangent. I'll go into my training now.
It's just like I just wanted to touch on the fact that the training that we're providing also is really personalized, and I think a lot of people find themselves like just reaching to like free training programs that they can download off the internet or like other platforms that can offer training programs. But the training that we have built into Femi is like so personalized that you're pretty much getting what a coach would write for you anyway. And that's what's so important to make the progress, because when you download a training program from the internet or from another like platform that maybe aren't as qualified around running guidance, giving them periodization across training programs and across training weeks, when Est was mentioning like we really encourage people to run really slow on their slow runs so they can push it on their hard runs. Those are the things that are going to make you a better runner, and what a lot of generic training programs just can't really offer and can't give you the quite the right guidance on. So that is the stuff that allows you to build sustainability on top of like understanding your body as a female, obviously, is a huge part of it that we do really well, and you can get that through the training programs that we give to you. So yeah, it's just cool. If you aren't on the training programs, get on them, because we can guarantee that you're going to have a pretty good time and a sustainable relationship with running.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, that's the main thing we hear from people is how personalized it is and how much they love that. So, yeah, get amongst. For me, I obviously, if anyone has been listening to my yarns on the pod for a while about running, I had two races coming up, and I did the first one, which was the Hamilton 10K, and that's probably the most challenging, hardest, crappiest race of my life, apart from maybe when I was younger and had glandular fever and didn't know about it. But anyway, I in the lead up to that race just was really exhausted. I had like sore throat every night when I went to bed, and like a deep cough, but it was a dry cough. And anyway, I was like, surely that's not impacting me that much. But I was sleeping like 10 hours a night, and then I tried to do a session on the Tuesday prior to the race on the Sunday, and I couldn't complete it. I got like 200 meters into a mile rep and felt like my heart rate was through the roof. And I was like, this is not good. Like, I should not be doing this. So I stopped and walked away from the track and felt a bit down. And I was like, damn, like, hopefully I come right by Sunday. So I was trying to stay in a really positive mindset and like did visualization and like was really like, yep, I'm going to be fine. Like, this is going to be fine. And anyway, started the race and it was not good. I was struggling so much from the sort of gun and just felt really rubbish. I felt like I was running a lot faster than I was running, and just that feeling where, I don't know, it's not enjoyable even from the beginning. And so finished the race, and like I still like won the race, it wasn't a huge race or anything, so that was really cool and like privileged to be able to win that race. But yeah, my time is probably one of the worst 10K times I've run in the last like 10 years. So definitely not a great experience in terms of like pacing, but I'm still proud that I showed up, because I don't know, all signs were leading for me to maybe not race, but I still went out there and put myself out there. And after that, I was just like a bit gutted and a bit down, but then quickly came out of it. I saw the doctor and she was like, I'm pretty sure you've had like a low level virus for the last like 2 weeks. And so, yeah, sometimes I think I still struggle with like pressure on myself, and like, I don't know, I thought that it wasn't that serious so that I could still run. It's a really tough one listening to your body sometimes, because it's like, do you want to pull out of a race and you never know what you might have achieved that day? But then you sometimes do the opposite when maybe you shouldn't have, and you do run terribly. And so it's a hard one. Like, I wouldn't change racing, but in hindsight maybe I would have, so that doesn't really count. And so anyway, I was meant to do a half marathon this weekend at the Auckland Waterfront Half, and I don't know, similar to you, Liz, like how your confidence was impacted this week, and I just felt like I didn't really want to do it. And my, because I wanted to do it hard and I wanted to feel confident in that race, and I just didn't. So I didn't enter. I mean, I didn't go through with it and didn't run. I decided like early this week I didn't want to do it. And I'm really happy with my decision. Like I feel like I made the right decision. But it's so funny because since that 10K, I've done like multiple sessions, maybe like 3 or 4 sessions since that 10K. And I've run really good and like times where I'm like, that's awesome. Like that was a really good session. So the confidence is building again. And I think I made the right decision to just keep rolling towards the Rotorua 10K and like focus on that. So yeah, 4 weeks out now. So really focusing on speed stuff, like let's see it, you know, if you're 5, 10K is like, let's get the speed work in. That's really key. So focusing on that, focusing on just trying to stay healthy like you, Liz. I think there's so much sickness around right now. And like most people I know are battling something or have just come through something. So I think it's that, you know, change of seasons, being in cold weather, that sort of thing. So just trying to stay healthy. And then I'm really desperate to get Noosa half marathon ticket. So yeah, like I already said, if anyone has a spare one or potentially isn't racing, hit me up. But yeah, I really want to do the half there. So fingers crossed I can get into that half. But I do have like, yeah, a month and a bit, month and oh no, nearly 2 months to try to get a ticket. So fingers crossed I can get one. And yeah, those are the kind of the two things that I'm focusing on right now. I've also started this new approach. I call myself, as a kind of joke, a hybrid athlete now. But I don't know. I just sore all the time and was battling Achilles injuries, and it was just getting pretty draining. And I decided, actually, I'm going to run a bit less and cross train more. So I run between 4 and 5 times a week now, and I cross train for the rest. And I've been focusing lots on the gym and mobility and stretching and that sort of thing. And then, I mean, so far my sessions have been good. I don't think that it would impact me that quickly. So I'm going to see how it goes. And yeah, my tendons do feel better. So I don't know. We'll see how this approach goes. It's fun to do different things too. Sometimes, I don't know, when you're sore and you're just doing repeated movements over and over again, it can get pretty painful. So yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes and see how my body adapts to slightly different training. Like we're in saying this, I'm still running between 60 and 70 Ks a week just through that 4 and 5 days. And before I was only running like 80 or 90 anyway. So it's not even that much less, but it's just substituting in some other types of training to let my body rest. So yeah, I'm excited. I feel pumped for Dr. I can't wait. Only 4 weeks to go. We're nearly there.
Yeah, it's so close. It's really exciting. I know we've got our training groups on Instagram, so if you are not on those, you can join them now. We've got a half marathon, marathon, 5K, 10K training group that you can join in discussions in the build up to the Rotorua marathon. But you said something around like listening to your body earlier, and I feel like it's just something that like I struggled with a lot as well. And it just reminded me of even like yesterday, I remember being like pretty sick in bed and being like, oh, maybe I'm actually okay. Maybe it's just because I'm like laying down and I'm like in a dark room and maybe my body's actually fine and it's like a mind thing, you know? And I think this comes from like being someone who puts a lot of pressure on myself and is always trying to like achieve things. And I do think the power of the mind is really important. And so I was like, I'll just get up and like go for a walk and see how that feels, you know? And so I got up and I went for a walk and I was like breathing really heavily on the walk. I was still like, well, I'm not going to know if I can run or not unless I try, you know? And I'm like, no, you're probably better to just lay in bed. But it's so weird how your mind plays tricks on you, you know? And I'm like feeling guilty for not training. And then I try to convince myself that I'm actually okay and then try to go train. But actually, like the training isn't what my body needs right now. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. And you don't really know what your body needs because you can't listen to it very well. I just like, even after like, I don't know, 25 years or something of running, maybe even longer, I still have days where I struggle to like listen to my body and know what my body actually needs because my mind is so like powerful and like tries to take over and says like you can do this or just try it and see what happens, you know, when actually like it's not what I should be doing at all. So I feel like other people would probably go through that too, but it's just like so relevant for me right now. But I did go for a jog today and actually felt better than I expected. But I'm glad that I just did the walk yesterday first, because I was like, I like and cannot breathe. There's no way I could run right now.
Yeah, that's such a good point. It's so hard, eh? Because it's, yeah, like you say, like I was trying all these mind things before that race. Like I was like visualizing that I would run really well and like visualizing like being able to, hit this pace and be okay and like, trying all these tricks to like get my body okay. But like sometimes maybe, yeah, all your body needs is your mind to like just be nice to it and like be like, okay, we're in this situation right now. We need to actually rest. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if I will ever nail it really, but like we are very aware. And yeah, I think that's a huge step to actually even consider pulling back and, having those thoughts around what I do right now could make me better or worse, and listening to your body a little bit or trying to. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know if anyone's that like perfect at it.
I think, and everyone is so different, because I think like you and I, if we find ourselves trying to convince ourselves to do something else, like I think that's a sign that we shouldn't do it, because we're already so driven. But then there's going to be people who need to convince themselves to go and do the thing. They don't have the similar mindset. So like everyone is so different. But if I'm like, yeah, if I'm convincing myself to go for a run, then I probably shouldn't go for the run because I already like love running and I'll know when I'm ready to run,
That's so true. That's so true. I think when you just said that, then it reminded me of that Tuesday session before the 10K, because I was like really tired and I felt exhausted. And I was like, nah, let's just go do it. Let's go do it. Come on, let's go do it. And I warmed up and I was like running like pretty slow for myself. And like my heart rate was pretty high. And I was like, nah, we'll just give it a crack. We'll give it a crack. And I did the first 200 meters. I was like, why didn't I just listen to my body? Like my body was telling me before I even left the house, don't do that. And I didn't.
Totally.
So,
And then you spent days convincing yourself that you were going to be okay to run the 10K when you probably just shouldn't have run at all because you knew deep down that you weren't in a position to do it, So it's like such a journey and we're all still learning, but everyone is also different. So we can't really sit here and say, do what we do because your mind to who is listening, I'm sure, is very different to our mindset. So you just got to figure out what works for you and be kind to yourself and compassionate towards yourself and like figure out what are the things you need to pay attention to get yourself to show up in the best possible state. And it might be tomorrow or it might be like in another month or something. Like everyone's on a different path to get there. So
Definitely.
okay, well, I feel like that's enough DNMs for today. But we will tag the Femi app into the show notes. And if you want to join our Rotorua Marathon training groups, head to our Instagram and you can join our training groups there. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, you can get at us on Instagram at femi.co or you can slide into me and Esther's personal DMs. But yeah, we apologize for the delay in coming back to you on the pod. We do know we have been a little bit absent, but there has been a lot going on. But yeah, we're looking forward to continuing to show up every week for you. Thanks for all tuning in.
Thank you.
Chat next week. See you later.